Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is the Om Times Radio Show for Joy of Business. And my name is Katarina Nilsson. I am a Joy of Business facilitator and also a naming expert and an artist. And I have the brilliant Graeme Crosskill as my guest here on the show today. Hi, Graeme.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm so happy to have this conversation with you. We have actually the theme of stick out, to stick around, how to create your brand name and identity as an entrepreneur. I'm super thrilled to have this conversation. So, Graeme, you are the founder of Benevolent Entrepreneurs. And would you like to tell a little bit about what it is that you bring to the world, please?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so look, it's very much similar to I'd say what the Joy of Business is looking to bring into the world. And we obviously just do it from our own perspective in our own way, where through online events and live events globally, we look at creating a platform of which business people, entrepreneurs, and those looking to create more in the world can function in a totally different, unique, and mostly sustainable way. Which is what our conversation is going to be about today, you know. So, yeah, that's really what we do. And we use, the philosophies and tools of Access Consciousness to dive deeper into greater awareness to create your business even more.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I've been working with brand naming for many years now. I started already in 2001, and I created my own business in 2008. It's called Aquarium. It's a brand naming agency. So throughout the years, I've worked with large corporations such as H&M, Sony Ericsson, Electrolux, Volvo, could be really big brands, and also a lot of startups and also solopreneurs. So the thing is, when it comes to your brand naming and your branding, you kind of face similar challenges as a small player as the really large players do. So what I would so love for us to be a contribution to also the smaller companies and entrepreneurs. What would you say, Graeme? Where could a new entrepreneur start when it comes to creating that first platform?
Yeah, it's a great topic, and it's actually really exciting, because I think what tends to happen is there's two sort of things that I found for the young sort of businesses and entrepreneurs is they kind of try and encapsulate their business into a name that sounds really fancy or sounds really cool or whatever, but doesn't really give you an idea of who or what they be, you know, what they are about. And, a lot of people kind of get lost into that sort of, into that world. And then the other side of it as well is they spend too much time trying to figure it out, right? Instead of actually creating their business, they're trying to figure out what they should call themselves, and they miss the practicalities of actually getting started and building their business. So it's a fine art, and when you can get someone to come and help you along with the process, I would highly recommend it because it can save you a lot of time, and in the long run, it can save you a lot of money as well.
Yes, I know that it is interesting. So, as a consultant, when I go into and talk about names with companies, everyone has their own subjective point of view and their preference because they can. If I would have been a consultant within accounting systems or something, not as many people would have point of view about it because they can't. So when it comes to names and also design, it is so easy to judge or to say this is good, this is bad, I like this, I don't like this. And this messes the processes up. It takes a lot of time and it's difficult to actually know what is actually a good name. What name could actually help my business to expand and to thrive? And what is actually a name that could reflect what we offer in the world, so to speak. So that's one thing to have in mind, to follow a process so you know that you are making wise decisions in the end.
Yeah. Well, that's it, you know, and there's many ways to do it as well, because I mean, from my sort of personal perspective, it's been more naming my companies and working with the brands that I've worked with. It's been more very much based around getting a sense of your awareness of what's going to create the future that you desire and what's going to work. So I guess that's kind of my process, but I'm interested to hear kind of what you're looking at in terms of, you know, since that your company does have that kind of model, how would you go about for a young entrepreneur or a young company to first start out looking at how to develop a name?
So it is all about first asking yourself a lot of questions. So what is our difference? What is it, obviously, what is our offering? What is it that we do right now? And also, what is it that we be, that we are? So take a look at the core values, the brand values in the company. That's more, I know that's kind of business buzzwords. And it is also very wise to see what you are about in the world. So many times it is really good to be able to reflect more of your soul and your who you be instead of reflecting in the name what you are. For one simple reason, what you are today and what you offer today, I mean, that might not be what you offer in 3, 5, or 7 years, because you are an entrepreneur, you innovate, you expand, and you create more new things. Yeah. So this is one of the common traps that I see companies do, that you choose a name that reflects your offering today. You're very descriptive around what you do. And the danger of that is it could be very clear to your target group. Okay, this is the specialist within content marketing pro, for example. The thing is, if you expand your offering and you suddenly become also very good at writing or including also, say, creating radio shows or something else, then you have grown out of your name. So then it could be a better idea to form your name around something that is a little bit more open, that more reflects who you are. And then you can use the descriptive tagline to tell what you do. And you can tell that in the communication. So that's really something I see many companies do and grow out of their names.
Yeah. And, you know, the one interesting thing about that also, like what I found is, And I really like what you say, because your title name, I would call it, like your front door name, doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be the name of your products or your divisions and whatever, because, you know, you can, I see like a lot of people, like they get a little bit stuck because they, like you're saying, they're trying to describe their whole entire business within one sort of name. But if you like cars, for example, we were chatting about it, you've got a car, but then each, you know, it's the main name, but then each car has its own name as well, which gives it its personality, gives it its description, and you can do that with all your products.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, I like that's the thing. I like what you say about how can it become a part of who you are and what you be, not necessarily what you do.
Exactly. So that's more of capturing your tape personality, and sometimes you hear about brand personality. And it doesn't really need to be complicated. So you boil it down to what is really important for you when you started to talk about your business, for example, Graeme, that with benevolent entrepreneurs, to have that perspective that we also do in Enjoy Your Business, for example, so those values could be that we are all about that our living is also our business. So having the joy and asking questions and being with the development and expansion of our business in every moment. That is one part of the soul of it, so to speak. So play more about with that. And what you talk about when you have products as well, that's kind of the whole naming system. And this goes when you are a little bit bigger as a company. And then you need to look at how many levels do I need to have here? And you need to have a mother brand. And exactly, that could be more of a fancy name or more freestanding name. And then you are more descriptive the further down in your hierarchy or your structure you go. So if you would do it the other way around, that would be really weird. So my general advice there would be to keep it simple, keep it as few levels as possible, as few names as possible, because you don't want to invest a lot in different brand names. From the very start, keep it simple.
And you know, the one thing that I've also found, which I found helps a lot of people as well when it comes to productizing and name branding and stuff like that, is the aesthetics are very important, right? Because you know what people don't really realize, the aesthetic of your brand, of your business, actually, we were talking about the other day, but it invokes a sensation, it invokes a feeling, it invokes an emotion in the body, and that's important. You know, you want to be able to present something that creates a quote-unquote positive association to who you are and what you be, where some people really like to go and they like to be too, I would say, too sharp. And you can actually chase people away with your brand logo and your aesthetic appeal, you know. So it is something that's very important to play with, and to make sure that you are willing to invest the money and invest the time in doing it right. Because like you say, it's with you for a long time, hopefully, you know.
Yes, it is. So the name is actually there for you to live with throughout the whole life cycle. So You need to get it right and long term from the very start, and yes, let's talk more about what you would like to evoke in your names and in your brands. So the positive association and some kind of relevant association to what you offer. Okay, so we are having our first break and we will be back.
We've been
in
kicked
a little
off.
While. Yes, we're being. And let's talk about that more in a little while. Thank you, Graeme.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
So welcome back, everyone. This is Om Times Radio Show, Joy of Business, and we are having a conversation around how to create your brand name and brand identity as a new entrepreneur. Stick out to stick around. And my name is Katarina Nilsson, and I have Graham Crossgill as my guest today. So Graham, we just started to say that, oh, names really evoke things, or they could.
Yeah.
I mean, So when you look back and so tell me, when you had your first mobile phone, what was it called?
I had my first mobile phone. Jeez. I think it was a Nokia, hey?
Yeah.
Back in the day. And, yeah.
And did you have like a T10 or X something?
Yeah, some number. I have no idea.
Actually, I have also forgotten right now. But by then, we were so very kind as clients and customers. We actually remembered that abbreviation, what our phone was called, even as an alphanumerical denomination. I actually remembered mine. I have forgotten now, though. But this is really a huge shift. We don't do that anymore, really. We kind of want more emotional sounding or names that actually evoke something. So talking about evocative names, really alphanumerical abbreviations and denominations, they do not evoke a lot, right?
Yeah. Well, no, they don't. And you know, what I think the current, look, my personal point of view on the current trends of where people are heading towards their interaction with companies, and with technology becoming more and more of a important factor in how companies engage with people, what's starting to show up is that people are demanding that companies become more transparent, and they want to know, you know, what is that company up to? What are they doing with their profits? What are they doing with their culture? What do they mean by the things that they say? So I think this is a big, like, this is an important part when looking towards the future and naming your business. Is like, look at where the customer engagement platform is starting to head towards, because it's becoming very much more centered around that real-time connection. So I would probably start looking at how you can create your name around where that will be able to bring out that trust factor, that ability for people to feel comfortable with you and know where you're going and know where you're headed, you know?
Yes. And for me, that ties also into storytelling, which is a really also another buzzword.
Yes.
So that's all about what is it that you actually what is it that you are about, and how do you talk about it, and what stories are you telling? So, and talking about the mobile phones, I could give an example of one of the trends that we have seen for a while, that technology companies, they go from a more informative or technology-driven informative names towards more emotionally driven and evocative names. I worked with Sony Ericsson on creating new names for two product groups. So there were phones for youth, young people, also the phones for their Green Heart line, which were more of recycled materials and more eco-friendly.
So the names that they ended up with using for the phones for young people were Spyro, Silo, Yendo, Yiso, more lyrical sounding names. And then for the Echo phones, they were Aspen, Elm, Hazel, Cedar, so three names. And that helped them to create and tell the stories that they were about. So this helped their brand communication. So that would be one example.
And I was quite nice with you because, you know, one of the things that's like, there's so many people in the world, right? Mm-hmm. And what we've got to do is we've got to find a way to be able to, in a way, to bring the funnel, so have that widespread and bring the funnel into finding us. And I think naming and having these, like you say, these names that provide and evoke emotions and storytelling and all that, are one way for people to tangibly feel you and get a sense of you so that they can then come and choose you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And this is so, sometimes I hear that, hey, so naming and fancy, cool, fun brand names, that's only for B2C consumer companies. But that's, of course, not true. So everyone is making decisions. And if you are in a business-to-business organization within the industry sector or whatever, you also make decisions based on something. So if you have three equally suitable products that you choose from, you make a decision A, B, or C. And that you do that for some reason. And many times you can influence people to choose your product with a name and a design that is attractive to them, that reflects your position on the market, and that, well, it's attractive for us. So it is important, and good names drive sales, I would say.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with you. I mean, if you look at, if you read into the history of the car industry, for example, particularly in US and Europe, there've been big companies that have done huge launches with cars, and the name ended up being the reason why they failed, the name of the car, for a product line. so it's a hugely important aspect. So, but with that, I would really like to get more of your insights on kind of what do you see as the platform for a strong name into the future. How would you work around getting to that?
To talk about some, you need to write down your own roadmap. It's like kind of your naming strategy. So write your own brief. That's really a tip that I would like to give everyone. Even if you work at a large company or you're an entrepreneur at a startup or you run your own business. So what is it that what's the offering now and also in the future? what is possible for me to create more than I'm doing and creating today? And you might not be able to answer the questions, and that's fine, but to have that awareness that this is going to be long-term. So the name is the only element of your brand that you are stuck with throughout the whole life cycle. So think it through, please. So, you know, with the design and with the communication, everything else you can kind of tweak and you can develop it. And the name, you don't change an E for an I for the fun of it when you are tired of the name. So that doesn't work that way. So be clear also of what your target groups are and the geographical market. So plan for success. So if I'm hugely successful, what different countries would be my market? And take a look at that, write it down. And also list your core values, your brand values. So what is it that we are about? And see if you can find your edge and your difference. So write that down, and that could also be creative ideas when it comes to the creation of the names later on that you can play with. And also, what tonality, how would you like your name to sound? So would you like it to be very hard, sharp, professional? Would you like it to be inviting, kind, soft? So you can take a look at, well, do you think a feminine name would do the better work here or a masculine name?
for example. And this is also a trend I see, that when it comes to the larger ideas, the you touched on something, this the transparency and the Internet of Things, these large technology solutions and services, they tend to be named with feminine names. That's a trend that I see. So
yeah,
well, just a fun thing to see. And what else do you need your requirements. So if I would like to, so you need to control and assess the names from the legal point of view as well, so you don't call your product or your business something that is really used, already used in your business. So this is trademark protection I'm talking about. So there are two aspects. You don't want to infringe on other companies' legal rights, their intellectual property rights. And then you would like to own and control your own name. So then you need to check it. So you need to do your homework and see, okay, so in what jurisdictions, that means languages, no, sorry, countries, so what countries where would I like to register my trademark, and in what trademark classes, so what business am I in, basically. And also the presence on the internet. So what about domain names? So am I happy to have national domain endings, or would I like a free.com domain? And they are pretty scarce nowadays, so then you might need to have a little bit more exotic names if you would like to find a free.com domain. Or you have a generic addition after your name to get around that. So there are many aspects that you need to write down, so you do you create your own brief. And then the fun can start. Then you can start to create names. So that's more of the crafting and playing around with different creative ideas. And do it a lot, or take some help to do it from someone who finds it easy and fun. So as you said in the beginning, I also see many companies spending, it's not proportional how much effort and time they put into creating names for their business. So sometimes it's kind of easier and you get better results if you at least invite someone to play with you that has an outside and in perspective and see other things that you don't see when you are in the company. So that could be a really good idea.
I like that. Also just, bounce some ideas off the people that have nothing to do with the business as well, because they kind of going to be the people who you are marketing to anyway. So to get a real-time feel for what people say would be a good idea.
Exactly. And we're going to have a little break, and we will be back very soon to talk more to you.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it, or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, everybody. This is the Om Times Radio Show, Joy of Business with Graeme Gruff-Gill and myself, Katerina Nilsson. And we are talking about that we need to stick out to stick around. And we are giving some tips and thoughts around how to create your brand name and your brand identity as an entrepreneur. So this stick out to stick around. So why would you like to stick out? Well, you would like to express your uniqueness in the world. And you would like that also, you can look around and look at your industry or your line of business and look at, okay, so how is naming done in my business? And would I like to do something similar or would I like to do something different? And sometimes it could be a really strong tool to do something different. And we were talking about...
I've got an idea of how people can choose names. So
please,
what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to 10 little kids and get the kids to write down the funniest name that they know of, put it in a hat, and then choose one of them. And then
yay!
It's future-proof, it's brand-proof, it's everything-proof, and it will work, I'm sure.
I love that you say that. So allow yourself to play around and be silly, be fun. So always in a brainstorming or in the start of a creative process, everything is allowed. Just bring it on. So everything can lead to something else. And then you close that part of the process, and then it's assessment time, which is kind of another part of the process where you need to check, okay, so would this work? Or is this too fun to be long-term, for example? Or is this, I've seen so many examples of companies choosing names like Shirtify, and you can clearly see that, oh, this is kind of, the idea comes from Spotify. And how long is that cool when, you know, the name, the new music service replacing Spotify, when that is born and that's the new cool, how cool is Shirtify, for example? So
yeah.
have you seen any of those kind of examples, Graeme?
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a lot of people that kind of use sort of twisted versions of other really cool names and stuff like that. But it's like, it's also, you know, what I'm really noticing kind of about this conversation is there needs to be no rush either to choose your name, right? Because it, as you say, it is an important thing. You know, it's the face of your company. So it's like, really have fun with it, really get creative with it, do a lot of research, because you don't want to end up calling yourself something and then, you know, it's just a bastardized version of someone else's name as well, you know, like you're saying. So, don't rush into it. Really, at the end of the day, you want to, when you come up with a name and you get that sense of space, you get that sense of ease and that joy, and that enthusiasm for this is what your brand is going to be. I would say that's really what to work towards, you know?
Yeah, I like that. And so when we are in a rush and making decisions where we are in a rush, that's a really bad idea. So that's not when we have access to everything we know, and that's not when we make our best decisions. So we play a lot with questions when playing with access consciousness tools. That's kind of what it's all based on. And here, questions you can ask, you can actually tap into your business and you can ask your business questions. So your business is an entity of its own with a consciousness of its own. So you can actually ask your business, so business, how would our life be in 5, 10, 25 years if we choose name A, for example? light and heavy, and you get some kind of awareness. Okay, so how would our business be in 10 years if we choose the other name? And you can try, that's one kind of testing names. And I've actually used this with companies I've worked with. And it has worked so well. That's cool. So to back a little bit. So we need to have a kind of a brief, like your roadmap, where to go. And you need to make sure that you know what job the name should do for you. And if you sell things or services at a high price point, like premium products or services, your name needs to reflect that position also. So it would be really much a lot of hard work if you have like premium products and the name is like $1 store. Like it sounds really cheap, for example.
So
that's something also to be aware of. And be creative, as you say. That's the next phase, to really bring in so many creative ideas as you can. And you can play around with different languages. You can play around with all your keywords and your values and see, are there any synonyms? Are there any allegory? Are there any metaphors here? Any pictures that you can... So, and you play around with it and you expand on that. And then when you're happy with your big list of names, then you start to narrow it down, and you also add these checks. So would this name work on the internet for me? Do your legal screening, and also get the information of what the names mean and what they associate in different languages. So if you're going out on an international market, yeah, exactly. So you mentioned the car industry, Graham. They are notorious.
Yeah.
They're so bad at assessing names linguistically. There are so many fun examples where car model names mean something hairy.
There's lots of those examples. Exactly what you're talking about. Like the car name itself is actually like some random perverted something in some other language.
Exactly. Some random genital. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, yeah, so the one thing that I'd recommend, and look, this is mostly for the English naming, but it's like, also get the original meaning, you know, because you can create a word. I mean, that's also an option, right? You can create, again, that's the creative side. You can create a word that sounds really good and that comes to what this thing earlier, what do you want it to sound like? Because it doesn't actually have to have a specific meaning. How would you look at creating something around that without having to actually find an already established or created word?
I love that.
Yeah.
So, well, that is actually one way you can play around with different. Let's take the name I chose for my agency, for example. It's called Aquarium, EQ. And when people ask me, so Aquarium, what's that name about? Well, my story that I tell is, well, EQ is for the emotional quotient. So I meet many people who are not very. They're not so used to buy naming services, so I need to hear what they say, and I need to be able to read between the lines to help them. And Aquarium, the association to an aquarium, is that you work with us in very clear and transparent processes. And during the project, we would like you to feel safe in our aquarium. Oh, people say, and they don't ask anymore. So that's one way to do it, and that's one of my tips also to see to that you have a story to tell around your name. And I love what you say, that really check out the original meaning of words. And you can have, like, do what I did. I created a name from two existing words. You can do that. No problem, I would say.
Also, to get to really know the original meaning, it's important, because what's actually happened is our language has changed, you know, quite dynamically over the years, and there's still an energy that's associated with certain words. And even though it might, quote-unquote, mean something different in our current day's context, the energy behind the word, because it's been entrenched for years and years and years, can also have an impact on what gets evoked when people hear it and see it, you know. So, like, it's also an interesting exercise as well. It's just quite a lot of fun just to really get behind the actual meaning of where the word started out, how it came about, what are the, you know, were there two languages that came together that put the word together, you know, because that's a part of that creative energy, and it really gives you a deeper energy into your name as well. Because that's what a name does, you know, it creates
it
this energy in someone. Yeah.
Yes. And you would like it to reflect also the energy you want to be in the world. So, you know, the name in itself and the words, and also the meaning and the values behind, the energy behind, basically. That's what you would like to convey in some way. So, and when you kind of spread that out, and then it's easier for people to find you, to actually get the clients that match you and your offering, and the energy of you and your offering, I would even say. So don't be afraid to reflect what you are. So there are always ways to describe what you do, and you need to do that all the time, because you will change your offering and change your business completely. So don't be afraid to do that, and don't let the name limit you. The name should be there to strengthen you and embrace you and the offering.
I love what you say there. It's there to strengthen you. And, you know, that's probably one of the most important pieces about it, because that just really captures the value of what a name can be for you. Because again, if you're truly looking to create something successful, that's the energy you want to go with when naming your business. It's like, what's going to strengthen you? What's going to support you in the future? You know, and it's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, I love that. So, well, and what else? What else is possible with this? And how much ease can companies and people have when playing with this? Not to make it. Make it something that is hard and difficult. And also, I would say, with the parts in this process, with what's not fun for you, well, ask someone to make it fun together with you. That's all what I'm about when I work with companies. It's like, let's create this an efficient process for sure, and let's have fun. Let's make this fun. Okay, so we are at a little break again, and we will be soon back with you to chat more. I love this conversation, Graham. Thank you.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
And now we are back. This is OM Times Radio, Joy of Business with Graeme Kraskill and myself, Katarina Nilsson, and we talk about names and branding and, yeah, what about the design, the name and the logotype, Graeme? So what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, again, you know, I always find these things hugely valuable because I do a lot of work with startup entrepreneurs and stuff, and they tend to not really, they come from this energy of, okay, money's tight and we don't have a budget to really spend, quote-unquote, on the aesthetic side of the business. But it's so interesting because the one thing that I really focused on when I first started out was the aesthetic side of my business, and I put a lot of effort into making sure that everything that I put out there looked really good, had a great quality, had a great feel to it. And I've really noticed the difference in the way people react towards me when they see me and towards the business, because it showed them that there is that because I have so much value in the aesthetic appeal, that there must be a value within what we have to offer, which there is, right? But if you're coming out with something that's done on the cheap, done on the fly, people are going to feel it. They're going to notice it.
And you know? this is branding for me. So what you're saying is that you reflect where you are in the market and also the price point in and the quality, the value of what you offer in the different parts of the different elements of what builds up your brand. So your brand is, of course, the name, it's the logotype, it's the colors you use, it's the communication, it's the customer service, it's your website. So when this is aligned, you can create something that is really strong. And when we have this in our awareness, even small companies can do this in a good way. So educate yourself and also pay attention to companies around you that do a great job with this, I would say, also.
Yeah. And
sometimes
it's,
I get
No,
I get questions. So what about the logotype? Well, first you need to decide the name, and then you can create the logotype. And if you have chosen a name that is really sounds really tough, to the tough side, and you would like to soften it a little bit, you can balance that really great in a logotype. And the type of the fonts that you're using and stuff like that. So they play really well together. But a designer wouldn't like to create a logotype for you if you don't have a name set, because that's kind of a very weird order for them to go about it.
Exactly. And again, when if you start looking at things that have, I would say, again, your story, a value to your reality, then you can sort of play with that and then go beyond with that and always ask people for the information and their points of views around what you're creating. Don't necessarily buy it as real and true, but what you can is you can get more awareness by allowing people to offer their point of view, you know, towards what you're creating. So you can really fine-tune what you're going to be putting out into the world.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a great idea. And also be true to what you know and not let other people's like subjective opinions rule what you choose. You need to know. And then you check with them that, okay, so is this what they associate, what they perceive when they hear this name, for example? oh yeah, it is. Okay, cool. I'm on the right track, and so on.
Yeah.
I was thinking, so when it comes to decision making and actually making, well, you have all these names, you have done your assessment of the names, and then it's decision time. And this is when many companies and naming groups, they really squirm. Then it's really uncomfortable. I just wanted
not
to,
the big choice, right?
It's a big choice. And there you need to have top management in the group. And you need also to be confident that you have gone through a structured process, if you have, and trust you. And really stand up for the name you choose. It will be new in the beginning, and people will get used to it, so it will grow with you. So please know that you will always get judged for what you choose. So be strong.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I love
I think the most important... Hey, sorry, go.
Yeah, you go.
I was just going to say, I think really the most important thing is, you know, for me, it doesn't have to be serious. This really can be one of the most creative starts of your business, and it can be a lot of fun. And,
yeah.
You know, if you can start to work with enjoying the process, and you do that by not being too worried about getting it wrong. If you can get out of the failure side of it and just enjoy the process, you'll be surprised at what you come up with and what gets created. And how
I
easy
love
the flow
that.
Actually can be, you know?
Exactly. I love that. Enjoy the process.
I'm
so enjoying this, and there is so much to talk about. And actually, I would love to invite everyone who's listening to a free, well, here in Europe, it's a breakfast seminar that I'm giving online and live in Stockholm, October 10, 8 to 9:30. And you can actually just sign up on my site, Equarium. So it's EQVARIUM.com. So you're so welcome to join for, and you can ask questions live, and we will go through much more about these things in detail. So that would be so fun to have you. And
brilliant.
I just wondered, Graham, if people would like to come into contact with you after this show, how can they do that?
Yeah. Lovely, yeah, thank you. Yeah, they can go onto my website, benevolententrepreneurs.com, and then also find me on Facebook or on Instagram under Graham Crossgill, so G-R-A-E-M-E, Crossgill, C-R-O-S-S-K-I-L-L. So I'm out there, connect with me. We've got a whole bunch of events and stuff coming up all around the world. So, yeah, look forward to hearing from you.
That's amazing. And please connect with me too. So I'm Katarina Nilsson, and you find me on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Don't connect with Katarina if you don't want a successful name for the future, right?
No, don't do that. Don't have too much joy in business. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So just to wrap up a little bit, so we talked about stick out and to stick around, to be unique and be uniquely and reflecting you in your business. And you have this brilliant tip of don't rush. So take your time to get it right. Make it fun. I love that. So enjoy the process. And also stay strong when you decide your name. Be prepared that people will have their own judgments and their points of view. And after a while, and when you have the great story to tell about the name, they will just calm down, and they will be really, you know, your name will be there, and it will be okay.
Yeah. And
so,
my favorite thing, which you said, is I think get a name that supports you, provides you a strong platform to play with. I really enjoyed that. I think it's a brilliant point.
Yeah, so the name is one of the most important identity carriers of your brand. So give it a little bit of love, I would say.
Yeah, and enjoy the research. You know, you'll be surprised at what's out there in the world while you're busy researching. It's actually a lot of fun because you start to learn a lot of things that you never knew about.
Mm-hmm. And another thing I could also add is that be brave. So be a little bit more daring than is comfortable for you. So if you choose a name that is really easily accessible today, you will be completely bored with that name within 6 months' time. So when you choose a brand name to actually live with and have and that is going to be profitable for you and your business throughout years to come, it needs to have a little bit of gusto, I would say. So be brave.
And make sure that that the name doesn't mean genitalia in a different language, because that could just be a bit odd, right?
Yeah, that could be fun, like 4 or 5 minutes, and then kind of
go out of it.
Yeah, there's too many examples of really funny sounding.
So think global when it comes to your name. Don't necessarily think local. Think global.
Yeah. So when you are a huge success out there, you wouldn't like your name to hold your back. So, you should really tailor your suit a little bit bigger, or your dress a little bit bigger than you are today.
Yeah.
And what else? When it comes to the consistency in your branding, when you go from the name to the logo type and all the branding, what you talked about when you use the really good quality to mirror how you see yourself and your offering in the world. So that's also something to go through for yourself, to see what is actually true for me here and for my business. So would I like to be the provider of the cheapest service? Well, then you shouldn't have this really luxurious paper in your business card, for example. It needs to mirror and reflect you. So thank you so much, guys, for this conversation. Thank you, Graham. And enjoy yourself in business. Bye now. Thank you.